You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
Now, what are some of the recommended foods to eat in Islamic law very briefly? Number one, raisins are extremely recommended to eat. We have a hadith that states if you eat 21 raisins, especially in the morning, من يصبح بواحدة وعشرين زبيبة, if you eat 21 raisins in the morning, لم يصبه مرض إلا الموت. This is a great way to protect you from many types of disease. This is the recommendation of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Number two, honey. Some people ask me, Sayyid, I'm lethargic, I don't feel active, there's something wrong with me, or even if you feel depressed. One of the remedies to give you positive energy and to even help you with your mental health, first thing in the morning, eat honey with walnuts. This is extremely effective. It will give you a positive boost of energy. فيه شفاء, as the Quran states. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the honey in the Quran and Allah says it has healing powers. Number three, eating lentils. Al-adas, yurakqiqu al-qalb. It makes the spiritual heart more sensitive to maw'idha, more sensitive to admonishments. This is something the prophets would eat. Alhamdulillah, here at the center, most of the nights, you have lentil soup. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Number four, harissa. You know what harissa is? It's made from wheat. We have many hadiths praising it, that this is good for you. This hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi states, عليكم بالهريسة فإنها تنشط للعبادة 40 يوما. It gives you a positive spiritual energy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that the prophets of Allah would eat. So harissa in English, it's basically a type of oatmeal that's made from wheat. Number five, vinegar. The Imams of Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, have said, no house should be free of vinegar. Vinegar is something that protects you from many types of disease. Always have vinegar on your table, with your salad, with your food. هذا طعام الأنبياء. This is the food of prophets. And the Prophet states, any household in which there's vinegar, لا يفتقر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from many types of poverty. Not just financial poverty, spiritual poverty. Your health will improve. It gives you protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, many times people ask, what are the foods the Prophet liked? One of them is squash or pumpkin. This was a food that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would eat. And this aids in your intellect. Another food that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi would eat and all the prophets would eat, which I know these days nobody eats anymore, it's safarjal, quince. It's very recommended to have it in your diet. All the prophets of God would eat safarjal and quince. These days you won't even find it in most supermarkets, right? This is a healthy diet. My dear brothers and sisters, the Quran states, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. These are the tayyibat. These are the best examples of the tayyibat. Pomegranate, ar-rumman. Especially when you eat it first thing in the morning. It's highly recommended. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in one hadith states, even eat it with that very thin skin, right? The thin skin inside. That's also good for you. This is barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who have difficulty in conceiving children, in having children, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt have recommended eggs with onions. This is very effective, and I know people who have tried this, and this has been proven very effective for them. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, the final note, the meats. What is the Islamic perspective on meats? The most recommended meat to eat is lamb. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would love the shoulder of a lamb. This was his favorite meat. Now, is beef makruh or not? Scholars don't have a clear fatwa. There is one hadith attributed to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in which he states that the meat of cows is harmful, but their milk is useful and there is a remedy in it. So some scholars have taken this hadith, they've accepted it, and they said, we can conclude from this that eating beef regularly is not really good. It's not healthy. A better alternative is lamb. So this has been mentioned. Now, eating meat every day is makruh, and it leads to the hardening of the heart. Listen to this hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam states, eat meat once a week. Once a week, it's okay. وَلَا تُعَوِّدُوهُ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَوْلَادَكُمْ. But don't get addicted to eating meat. Some people, if they don't eat meat for one day, that's it. That's a miserable day. فَإِنَّ لَهُ ضَرَاوَةٌ كَضَرَاوَةِ الْخَمْرِ. Just like people get addicted to, you know, alcohol, to drinking, sometimes you get addicted to meat. Don't let yourself to be addicted. Eat it occasionally. But to eat it every day is definitely unhealthy. This is something that the Prophet and the Imams have warned against. Now, is it good to be vegetarian in Islam? Vegetarian or vegan, is that something recommended? No. We have hadiths that state at least once a week or once every 40 days, eat meat. Not eating meat has a negative spiritual effect. So being strictly vegan, being strictly vegetarian is not recommended according to Islamic law. Unless you have a specific medical condition that warrants that. But in general, it is makruh to completely avoid all meats. Eating them occasionally is what the Prophet ﷺ would do. And that would be the healthiest lifestyle.